This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Someone's in my house. Stay calm, stay calm. Fuck. Right now, I'm stuck in my closet, but I can hear everything that's happening, and I know they're getting closer. I can hear the footsteps, the rooms they're checking, the way they're walking around. They've been here before. I came home from a long day of work. Fuck. I came home from a long day of work. The client was shit. My boss even worse. Traffic to top it off. Today was hell. On days like this, the first thing I usually do is come home, take a shower, and put some music on. Breathe, breathe. Today took a lot out of me. I came home and went right upstairs, and as soon as I sat down on my bed, it was lights out for me. I don't even remember when I passed out. I didn't mean to fall asleep, and this definitely wasn't the wake-up call that I wanted. What startled me awake was I heard a cabinet shut downstairs. It's been a few times I thought I heard someone walking around in my place. I play music when I do pretty much anything. Cooking, cleaning, showering, writing, anything. We used to joke it was probably haunted, but now I'm sure it isn't. There's been someone in my house while I'm not here, but also while I'm here. Fuck, fuck. Sometimes the music would be up loud enough that I could drown out everything. My thoughts never shut up, so I needed a buffer. I'd hear a thump and would stop the music, but nothing. Not a sound. But there was one night. This night, I just wanted to go to bed. The way my room is set up, you got my bed smack dab in the middle as soon as you walk in. It faces my closet with two windows to the right. The moon and sun make it a point to blast as bright as possible some days, but I'm really not complaining. I got home from a solid dinner. Maybe I had more to drink than I should have. Between the stress and the wine, I was pretty beat. I sleep weird. I sleep with a lot of pillows, different sizes and softness. I hug one, I make a wall of them behind me, and another at my feet. You know, for the monsters. I'm an adult, but I still like to make sure, you know? This one night I came home a little buzzed, tired, and fucking angry. My boss is a dick, no rhyme or reason. Just an A1 asshole. I did nothing but come home, drop my bags, and I fell asleep. I fell asleep, and even though I was tipsy, I was somewhat coherent. And I sleep light anyway. As I was laying in my bed, I felt my mattress depress behind my pillow wall. And then, you know the feeling you get when you can tell someone is close to you without actually having to look? It felt like someone was about 2 inches from my face that night. The room was spinning, and if I was going to meet my maker, the last thing I wanted to do was open my eyes. So like an idiot, I slept through it. The next morning, I woke up with a pounding headache. I don't really remember much else. While I wasn't sure that time, tonight confirms it. I'm in my closet and I can hear them getting closer. I'm not sure if they know that I'm home yet. But, oh, shit, shit, shit. Fuck. My phone, my keys, I left them downstairs. I can hear it ringing from here. Oh, man. could only hope that someone would come and check if I don't answer. But wait. The ring sounds too close to be downstairs. Yeah, they have it. Alright, calm down, calm down, calm down. Tune in next week for another episode to keep you up at night. If you have a story of your own that you'd like to be featured on this podcast, email at thebirdbrainpodcast@gmail.com with the subject headline, Night Owl. Listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher, and Red Circle. Come hang out in the Discord community and have some fun. Sleep tight, guys.